Rewind.
This is the Bison Rewind, sponsored by Essentia Health.
We're gonna win. Don't wanna be a loser, gonna win. Cause winning really is the only thing.
And he escapes one man that can't get it by the other. Grant Olsen with the sack in the backfield.
Does anybody wanna take a swing?
Wentz, play action pass, looking right, throws right side of the end zone. Caught, touchdown! Kevin Byrd! And North Dakota State is rolling it up against Delaware State.
We're gonna win, we wanna win, we're gonna be the champions. We're gonna win, win.
We take your calls. We talk it over with the coaches, the players, and the fans on Bison Rewind.
Love that!
You gotta love it, baby.
Here we go!
Now, the host of Bison Rewind, Ryan Gellner.
The exclamation point on a weekend that was absolutely awesome. A week that was awesome. Game, set, match, exclamation point done. Bison win 51-0. This is the Bison Rewind Show as we look back on what just happened. And I think more appropriately this show, we look back on a week that was for North Dakota State, North Dakota State history. Norm Bell, the former old lineman, joins us on the Bison Rewind Show. And we'll take your phone calls, 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. Lots of guys to talk about getting into this football game. Lots of Bison stuff to talk about. If you want to share a story from game day, of course, ESPN College Game Day was here all week. Today was the finale of that. If you want to talk about how cool that was or something you saw there, or maybe you didn't like it, you want to talk about that, you can call as well, 237-5948 or 1-800-880-5346. The Bison Rewind Show is brought to you by Essentia Health. At Essentia Health, our providers are ready to care for you and your health care needs. Visit EssentiaHealth.org for more information. Again, Bison win at 51-0, Norm, and North Dakota State laid down on that first drive, didn't get much, but after that, man, oh man, the dogs were out.
It's like they saw blood in the water. They just kept coming and coming and coming.
And did it offensively and defensively. They threw it around, which I think we knew was going to happen, and the defense got after it this week. I think they might have been a little bit upset of their performance a couple weeks ago against Ferris State.
Yeah, you can tell they had a nice talking to between now and then, you know, what happened against Ferris State. They definitely look like a different team.
Bison win 51-0. Your phone calls at 237-5948, 800-880-5346. And what's next now? Now it's conference season. Have you seen enough of North Dakota State? And I'm talking to the fans in particular. Have you seen enough to know what you've got in this year's football team?
You know what? I think the Kansas State game says a lot, man. To be down by 14 points and to will yourself back into that game and win it, that lets me know that they can win tight games. They can come from behind. They can handle adversity. And that's, you know, that showed me a lot right there. And these last two games were, you know, kind of cakewalks or whatever. You got a couple extra guys, some playing time. But I think the Kansas State game showed the guts that this team has. And I think next week is going to set up to be a really, really nice contest.
You can't draw a lot out of a game like this, even though NDSU gets 548 yards. I'll say that again, 548 yards of total offense. They give up under 190 yards of total offense to Delaware State. So you can't really gather a lot out of this football game. You can gather that a lot of guys got playing time. And that's important because if you have an injury down the road, it's not just important for next year. It's important to get game time speed for certain guys on this football team at key positions. Carson Wentz, 10 of 13 today. You saw a lot of different running backs. Chase Morlock got to handle the ball a lot. We saw Darius Anderson run the football a lot. He's nice. He ran the football a lot. You got different guys involved in the passing game. Kerry Woods caught a couple of balls. Eric Perkins caught some balls. Demetrius Gray caught a ball in this football game. Those are guys where if there's injuries this year, that's why this game and these games are so important. They got in, got some action in game-time situations, which is way different than practice.
Very much so. The speed of the game is just there. You can't replicate that. I don't care how you try. And that is so important for young guys to get that understanding of how fast the game actually is. And once you get on that level, things start to slow down, and you see things. And, you know, it just all goes with college football.
Bison win 51-0, and it really is the exclamation point on a awesome week at North Dakota State. So the question is, with all this attention, there's a couple of questions. One is, I think fans want to know, when are the Bison going to the next level? And two is, when you get all this national attention, spotlight on Craig Bohl, who became the all-time winningest coach here at North Dakota State, is this his final season with the Bison? And that's the things the fans are going to ask. That's what I want to know. 2-3-7-5-9-4-8. Is this it for Bohl? Did this national attention, is it a good thing but also a bad thing? Because now everybody knows about the program and everybody knows about the head coach.
You know, the last 2 years I said he's done. He's done. He's done. And he comes back. So I'm gonna let him make that decision for us. I'm not going to make the decision for him. But I think it's going to be tough to keep him around here.
Yeah, the national attention was awesome as a Bison fan, but then you go, uh-oh, now everybody else is in on the secret. And in the coaching world, it's no secret what this program has done and who this man is.
Well,
but it's been ratcheted up a notch.
I've always said that about their recruits. I always thought that, you know, if there's a really good recruit in North Dakota, they kind of hide him, you know what I'm saying, keep him off the grid. And that ends up being a special player. They had a knack for doing that. But, yeah, that secret's out now.
237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. Would love to hear your calls on a couple of things. One, your experience today. If you were downtown and how that worked out. Two, if you were a hater against what was going on this week and then went down or watched it on TV and went, oh, that's pretty cool. If you were one of those, I want to hear from you. 237-5948. 1-800-880-5346. Three, I want to hear from you if you're saying, all right, what's next? FBS, here we come. And four, I want to hear from you if you think the head coach, this attention was a double-edged sword for North Dakota State.
I tell you how cool it is. I was laying in bed with my kid watching game day, and my mom and sister call, and they're telling me they're watching. I had no idea they were going to be watching. Then I look on Facebook, and the guy I used to play football with back in college, Sean King, Facebooked something about how ESPN made a great decision to go to North Dakota State.
This is a guy from New Orleans.
Yeah, well, he's actually from Florida, but he played college football at Tulane. Yep.
Well, that's impact, baby. That's impact. 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. Let's step away. When we come back, we'll go back into the locker room and listen to some player sound. We'll take your phone calls. I'm hearing we have calls. I have absolutely nothing on my screen. If you've got calls, Scott, you're going to have to run it from there. Let's have Mike call from Sioux Falls. Mike, what's up?
Hey, I'm back. How are you doing?
Good, Mike. Haven't heard from you for a while, but welcome back.
Yeah, I was in Las Vegas last weekend. Didn't get a chance to call you from there like that SDSU playoff game. But anyway, it was an interesting bowl one time. But, hey, you know, there's not a lot to say about the game today. I think the bigger thing is about will Bohl be around. I think it's pretty clear that Bohl's never going to leave unless there is a major BCS, you know, automatic qualifying type of conference that would get in. That's the only way that he would ever leave. But I think the bigger question is, how many points is NDSU going to beat SDSU by next week? If SDSU thinks that Nebraska is as good as NDSU, they got a really cold time coming next week. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Oh, that's calling out not only South Dakota State, but it's calling out Nebraska as well.
Down.
Hey, here's the deal. South Dakota State had Nebraska on the ropes, but it was only the first quarter, and then Nebraska absolutely smacked.
That depth took over.
South Dakota State. In fact, South Dakota State led this football game 14-17 at the end of the first quarter, and then from then on, Nebraska hammered the Rabbits 45-3. Mark, you're our next call from Roseau. Hi, Mark.
Hi. How's it going tonight?
Well, another win for the Bison, getting ready for another big week, and boy, the exclamation point to an awesome week has just been happened.
Yeah, that's true. Very true. I had a question for you. How does Brock Jensen stack up statistically wise against former NDSU Bison quarterback greats such as Arden Beachy, Jim Ventrum, and Scott Walker? And there are probably other ones, but some of them came to my mind.
Yeah, I think he stacks up right near the top of all the great quarterbacks. Kevin Feeney, you can throw to that as well. Steve Walker, you can throw into that as well. Brock isn't going to have the numbers, although he did set a couple of records today. He is on top for pass completions. Brock Jensen is now the all-time leader in pass completions and offensive yards out of the quarterback when you combine them. He's near the top there as well. So I think you can put Brock Jensen right in the mix with the top three, four quarterbacks in North Dakota State history. His body of work isn't done, but great right. quarterbacks are measured on championships
exactly.
and not stats, and Brock's got that hands down.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's look at his record the last 4 years. I mean, he's like you said, he's still not done.
Yeah, he's still not done, and he is still going. Where do you think he ranks?
Well, as far as I know, he must back up pretty good because I don't know what – I hadn't seen any of his statistics for a while, but I've been listening to the game today. They must have pulled him after during the second quarter, right?
Yes, they did. Yep, his last action was in the second quarter today, and they really
like,
didn't let him do a lot.
Sounds like his predecessor coming up is not going to be no slouch either.
No.
Ooh, he's going to be a good one.
Yeah, Carson Wentz is going to be another good one. Brock Jensen today, 13 of 20, 138 yards, three touchdowns. Carson Wentz, 10 of 13, 105 yards, a touchdown. And Carson actually tucked and ran today a little bit as well. The quarterback factory at North Dakota State looking pretty good, Norm.
He's a really good athlete.
One winner passes it down to another.
Yeah, it sure is. Thanks for your call,
237-5948,
1-800-880-5346. Yeah, let's take a break. Let's step away. When we go back, let's go into the locker room. We'll take more of your calls. 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. It's the Bison Rewind Show on KFGO.
Fires it left sideline. Intercepted by Williams at the 33. Up the sideline at the 15, 10. Cuts in at the 5. Touchdown, Bison! Marcus Williams with the pick 6.
We told you about Brock Jensen's record-setting day. How about Marcus Williams, his 20th interception of his career, his 6th for a touchdown. That is ties an FCS record. 6 touchdowns now on pick sixes for Marcus Williams. The kid is absolutely amazing.
I told you, man, he's a great one. He's one of the greatest ever come through NDSU as a defensive back.
Let's listen now in on Marcus Williams' post-game press conference.
Oh yeah, I knew I was scoring the whole way. I mean, after I caught it, I seen nothing but green, and I seen the quarterback. I knew if I just make him miss, the end zone was right there. So I mean, and then watching film too this past week, we knew they were gonna probably try that. So I mean, it worked out for us.
What was the day like for the guys? How many were you able to watch game day? Did you know what was going on, or was it something we blocked out? We'll watch it after the game.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. I told myself we still have a game to play. And if we come out here, if game day is here, just because game day was here, we didn't win the game. We had to go out there and play to win the game first. So, after the game, I'll go check it out and see how it was. I heard it was a good show. I heard he brought out a Bison, so that's pretty good for us. It's good for Fargo, too. So, I mean, it was a good experience.
Scoring your 6th touchdown, does that give you more ammunition now to go to Coach Vegan and tell you to get out there on offense?
Oh, yeah. I told Coach Vegan in the offseason, I was like, hey, Coach, you promised me when I first got here I'd get at least one snap. So, yeah, I'm gonna keep on him for that.
By your fellow students and fans that are up at 5 a.m. going over there, and then, you know, same question I basically asked you guys earlier.
Man, that's crazy. I mean, I had calls from friends this morning telling me that they were out there at 2 a.m. waiting in line to get in. I'm like, I said, you guys are really dedicated. I mean, you just give all the thanks to those guys. A great group of fans. I mean, we have the best fans in the nation. I mean, they travel with us. They do everything with us. And I think College Game Day was barely a big thank you. I mean, for us, to them, really. I mean, so they can experience this and see how it is to be like the other big schools that you see on TV every other week.
Marcus Williams, post-game press conference behind a Bison 51-0 win. NDSU now 3-0. Marcus wants to play a little offense.
I've been saying that for a while, man. Every time he touches the ball, something exciting happens. Why not get him a couple touches during the game?
2-3, because he's your best defensive player, and you need him out there. That's why.
Charles Woodson was Michigan's best defensive player, too.
237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. What was your game day experience? What's next for the Bison as far as FBS, FCS level? And what about the head coach? Does this attention mean not so much for him, or does it mean a lot for him that there's other programs that are peeking in to see the old bald-headed beauty and see if he might be moving to the next level? 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. More players in a little bit, but let's break down some of this game for you. North Dakota State, 30 first downs, 305 rushing yards of offense, 8 different rushers touched the football. Three of those were quarterbacks, but 8 different guys getting plus rushing yards today, and the Bison scored a couple of touchdowns on the ground as well. Passing yards, they had 243 to 11 different receivers, and that is good stuff. Let's go back to the phone lines now. Caller, you are on the Bison Rewind Show. Hello. Hi, Kelly.
Hi. I just got back into the radio here, so I missed your first few minutes, but you had a question for callers about the future of the program and the future of the coach.
Yeah.
And you know, we've been season ticket holders for quite a few years now, and we just really appreciate the program, where it's gone. Completely took off, of course, but it went into FCS. And we would really hate to see Coach Bull leave, but of course, we can't control that. And my wife and I were just talking. We'd also hate to see this turn into a Michigan program with 109,000 people. And fighting the crowd, and the atmosphere would be completely different than what it is today. Today the atmosphere is so cozy and so friendly, and of course the winning helps, but we've been there with years of 3-7 or 5-6.
Yep.
And it's still a fun event, even when you have seasons like that. So
That's a good call. That's a good call, Kelly. Not a lot of people see things that way. They want to go after that nugget there at the end of the rainbow and go try to find that thing, and let's dive in now while things are good. But I think you see it from a fan standpoint and say, hey, you know what? 18,000 is perfect on a game day, and I'll take this each and every day. I like your take, Kelly.
I love it. I just don't know how many people that are used to the atmosphere today would enjoy jumping into a 75,000 stadium and fighting those crowds.
That would be a different world. Kelly, thanks for your phone call, and thanks for tuning in on the Bison Rewind Show. 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. I haven't heard that take before. That's a good one.
You know, Kelly used a great word, event, because I've seen this since Craig Bowl came here. I've seen this grow from
just
a regular game to an event. And that's special. That's really special. When you can say that this is a big deal. Just looking in the tailgating lot, this is a big deal.
The Bison Rewind Show is brought to you by Essentia Health. At Essentia Health, our providers are ready to care for you and for your health care needs. Visit EssentiaHealth.org for more information. We've got more information from inside the locker room when we come back. It's the Bison Rewind Show. Final segment coming up on the Mighty 790 KFGO. To my latest attempt at pretending
I'm someone who's not 17. Empty backfield, 5 receivers set. Blitz coming on 3rd and 9. And Murphy is sacked back at the 12. Carlton Littlejohn streaks in from his outside linebacking spot and drags down Corey Murphy. It's 4th down.
Look at this defense. These Bison defenders are playing in a frenzy right now. The Bats of Virgins.
today. It was game day picker, guest picker, Phil Hansen. Talking about that CLJ sack, Carlton Littlejohn actually came in as a late sub on that play and came from the outside and absolutely hammered the quarterback. Bison win it 51-0 over Delaware State, and we have Brad with us, the final call today. Hi, Brad.
Hey, Ryan, how's it going?
Well, good. Bison win again.
Yeah, can't complain, can't complain. See, I got a question for you. You were talking about Craig Bowl and what this does as far as him staying around. What type of program do you think it would take for him to leave? Obviously, you said top-tier FBS school, but where's that line? Is it Michigan State? Is it a Kansas State? Where do you think that line is?
I think, and we'll pose that to Norm as well, but I personally think it's a predominant bowl team, a team that ends itself in a bowl every year. I think I know Bowl wants to stay around this region. Now, you know, one thing people don't talk about is his son is playing football over across the river at MSUM, and that may hold him back here more than anything else. His son, just a freshman on that MSUM football team and playing really well over there. So I think it would have to be a regional team, and the only two in the region that I can think of that would be worth a stop would be the Gophers or the Huskers. And other than that, I don't see much more than that. I don't see a Tennessee or somebody like that calling a team that knows him regionally. He knows these players regionally, and he could recruit almost the exact same areas he's recruiting now with this same core of coaches if it was Minnesota or if it was Nebraska. Now, Minnesota isn't that dominant bowl team I was talking about, but it makes some sense. On a regional basis, Nebraska would be a step that I can see him making. I always thought it had to be a Kansas or one of the Michigan schools, smaller Michigan schools, something like that, but I don't think so anymore. I think it can be a Big Ten, ready-to-roll school like Minnesota or Nebraska.
Yeah, I wouldn't rule out a school like in Iowa, somewhere like that.
Sure.
You know, he doesn't have to settle, and it's not settling, but he doesn't have to go to a school that he can beat on any given day
right.
with this team he has right here, you know?
Because that proves nothing.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's gonna take a big-time program to really will him away from here. And he's sort of a big fish in a small pond here, you know? And you go to one of those places, yeah, you'll be a big fish in a small pond, but the stress of that job, there's a lot that goes with running programs like that.
And he's in his 50s. He doesn't want to have to rebuild a program. No. He wants to put in another 5, maybe 10 years and say that's it. So there's no way he's starting over at a lower level. That's why someplace established like a Nebraska, someplace in the Big Ten where you can recruit, make an immediate impact with recruiting that you can't do at some of these other schools. But I agree with you. Kansas doesn't make sense anymore because the Bison can go beat a Kansas. It doesn't do anything for you. You're going nowhere.
He's smiling like the Cheetos cheetah because he's got the secret. He's got the secret, you know.
Mikey likes it. Hey, we've got more player reaction from down in the media in the locker room. Let's head in and listen to see what the Bison have.
John, you want to talk about your friend there?
Oh, this is my little Tasmanian devil, you know, my alter ego, you know. He comes and supports me every now and then. He's not there sometimes, but yeah, this is it right here.
Why do they call you the Tasmanian devil then?
Well, if you don't know, I'm kind of wild on the field. On the sidelines, I don't stop moving. I'm always running around. You can't do nothing to calm me down. But that's just, you know, that's just me. But you meet me off field, I'm the same way.
Talk about today, guys being on game day. I know you couldn't go down there, but to have that attention and then come out and play today, how did the day go?
Absolutely. You know, there's a lot of stuff going around in Fargo right now, a lot of hoopla, and, you know, it's easy to lose focus. And I thought our team did a really good job, you know, staying focused and being mature and coming out and taking care of business. We did a good job preparation-wise throughout the week, and Coach Bull does a good job getting us ready for everyone.
Quarterback Brock Jensen talking about the Bison 51-0 win. And before that, the Rocket Man, John Crockett, maybe the biggest character on this football team. You heard it, the Tasmanian Devil.
He's a really funny guy. Fun to watch. He's very fun to watch.
And a great attitude and a great story. That kid has one of the best stories. He was a fingernail away from not being eligible to play, not just at North Dakota State, but anywhere. He had to literally put time in and work himself back into eligibility. Yeah. He's got a learning disability that holds him back a little bit. But, you know, holds back is the wrong word because he has applied himself. And his story off the football field is as special as it is on the football
field. Well, he's the epitome of North Dakota State football. Hard work, earning everything you get. You know, that simple as that. You know, he's perfect for this, what they have going on here.
What they have going on here is a 3-0 record and now ready for conference play. And they go up against a South Dakota State team that loves to run the football, but a South Dakota State team that's had some points put on them the last couple of weeks, a team the Bison should be able to score against. The question will be, can the NDSU defense stop South Dakota State's rushing attack? And they've got a pretty good quarterback as well. Can the Bison D stop South Dakota State? That'll be the answer to the puzzle next week.
They're going to have to tighten up that belt because this kid's a good running back, really good running back.
And the Bison have solved him the last 2 years, last year twice, once in the regular season, once in the playoffs. Nobody else in the nation could solve Zach Zenner. Zach Zenner went for over 200 yards today against Nebraska, or right around 200 yards today against Nebraska. That's pretty good.
Yeah, well, the coaching staff here, they do a really good job of game prep. You know, if they see something, they attack it. And so I'm not afraid. I think they'll get the job done.
Nebraska and South Dakota, let's get a final score on that one for you before we go away. Nebraska won it 59-20. Was the final score in that football game. The Bison will be at South Dakota State next week. We're taking the show on the road. We'll come to you live from South Dakota State. Kickoff is at 2 o'clock. Quick math tells me the Bison tailgate show starts at 12:30. Zenner, 21 carries, 202 yards, and 2 touchdowns against the Huskers. You'll hear his name plenty from the Bison game day crew, Scott Miller and all that crew next week. Kickoff at 2 o'clock. See you in South Dakota, bud.
That ought to be a good one, man. I can't wait.
North Dakota State, South Dakota State next week. Final score today, Bison 51, Delaware State 0. This is the Mighty 790 KFG 3-0.